age-old situation being an introvert as a photographer? Or is it not quite that simple? Hey, I'm Jaeger from Jaeger Shots Podcast. Hello, everybody. We're going to talk about being an introvert or extrovert or whatever the in-between is, because we've got a new video about that up over on YouTube. I just want to get on here and go a little bit deeper into it and talk about a few other things. So this has been a while since I've checked in with you in podcast form. Since we last chatted, there's been a new F4 16 to 35 millimeter wide lens for Sony cameras. The 24 to 70 G Master's gotten an update in version 2. We've done photos of May, New York, and a few more things that we'll get onto. But the whole photographer being an introvert thing, that popped up with me. As I said in the video that's up on YouTube, people were assuming, since I was doing some trips with different friend groups, for lack of a better way to explain it, people who basically don't know each other, that I must be like an introvert. And I feel like that is definitely not the case with me personally. And can you be an introvert and be a photographer? Freak yeah. Especially if you're doing photography that doesn't involve dealing with people, since I like things like portraits and modeling type stuff. And of course, weddings, I obviously have to talk with people, and there is no feeling weirder than pulling up somewhere where you know no one for a wedding, and it's a bunch of family and friends have known each other, and you are the stranger walking in there. That still is intimidating. But my big thing, I have a couple of tips in the video. God, I hate to be one of those people who are like, watch the other thing. I'm gonna tell you the big one for me right here was wearing, whether it be like a pin or shoes or a coat, jacket, a ring, whatever, that people who I'm really comfortable with have given me, or just having something in my possession. It can be like just a piece for my camera, which I'm going to have anyway because I'm a photographer. Like someone might have got me like a lens cover or something cool like that. Lens cover, whatever, you know, a filter for the lens, maybe like a backpack. That's a really good one. I do have some gifted backpacks. Just taking something that reminds me of people that I'm around when I'm at my most comfortable. It really has been the big major hack that I haven't used. And I just kind of stumbled upon that over the years. I knew I would be in situations where I had to deal with people that I don't know at all. And that has always been a thing that has really calmed me down, just glancing at it. And then generally I'm on about my business, and hopefully if all goes well in a few minutes, I'm going to make some new friends. So that's how I look at being, in my opinion, introverted, but doing extroverted type things. And with the camera, you have a built-in excuse because you're holding the camera. You have a reason to be there. It's not like walking in cold, which, you know, that can be a whole course in and of itself to sort out. But definitely check out the YouTube channel. And this is the last time I'm going to plug. No, it's not the last time. Next to the last time I'll plug anything on YouTube. Well, let's talk about May. May Day came early in April. I mean, we're in May right now as this podcast comes out. This, the real May Day happened May 1st. Cinco de Mayo is taking place here. Mother's Day. May is a really packed month. I have birthdays in May, but May Day, my friend Megan Lauder, she came back to do some photos, still photos, video of me. My first ever video portrait, which I've really was stressing about doing, and I can't wait to do another one. And we do have another one, hopefully, in the future. I have another one with someone else, hopefully, in the future, if they're down for it. They're so weird to do. They can video portraits, in case you don't know, it's just like basically the things you would see models doing, but it's in video form. Like if your model can give you about 25 poses a minute, we're kind of recording those poses. We're setting it to a mood and music. It can be showing off tech. It can be showing off gear. It can be showing off the individual. It can be showing off your editing style. It can be a nice showpiece. It can tell a bit of a story. It can be a mood. It can be a vibe. Video portraits. So I keep moving the mic away to make sure we're still recording. Video portraits are just one of the things I feel like I stumble on a lot. Let that be a lesson. We stumble on a lot of things around here. I stumble across these. I mean, I've always seen them, but I started paying them attention with YouTuber Mobo maybe a year or so ago, year and a half or so ago, give or take. He was using A7S3. I was using A7IV for these, as I just got that in February. That's a Sony camera. And I just so excited. It's the first video I've done completely 100% on the A7IV. Oh no, that's a lie. There is a drone shot. There's a quick drone shot in there, like 2-3 seconds of a drone shot, but almost the first video I've done 100% with that A7IV camera. So make sure you check that out. That's the last thing I'll plug over on YouTube. New York City took place, as I mentioned earlier. Got some tips about traveling with your camera in there, things like, you know, if they try to tell you to check your bag, let them know there's batteries in your bag. You don't want to put that on their plane. And that's a legit thing. That is not being slick. They actually want to know if batteries are in bags when being checked. You're not supposed to put those under the plane, I believe. I'm explaining that poorly, but it's something to that extent. And if it's, you know, small enough, you want to keep your camera gear in eye shot anyways. That doesn't really go without saying, because people have definitely checked their bags and they have just been lost or broken up. So keep that in mind. There's tips like that in there. Getting footage to put on stock sites is in there. What else do I have? Pulling out the drone, getting angles that are unique for video. And one of the big tips was just don't shoot too much stuff. What do I mean by that? So it can be a feeling of I had to have the camera on me 24/7. I need to be photographing this, photographing that. And I've been in a situation, where it just got too overbearing. And then at that point, you're not really great at shooting much of anything, not seeing anything. You're just not feeling that that day. You just don't have it. And camera gear can get heavier and heavier when you're lugging it around, no matter how light your setup is. All that kind of stuff can factor in. So take a break from shooting, went on vacay, which I say in the video, it sounds like a contradiction, but definitely don't burden yourself too much. I've been in situations where people like, why aren't you posting when I'm on vacation? Where's the photos? But their setup is generally from using a phone and uploading, and most of my photos are going to run through the computer and edit Lightroom, Photoshop and stuff. And I don't generally post straight from the phone a ton. Some things like lunch, sure. And other times lunch, not so much, because we got that foodogram, YS.foodshot. So even those can get the Lightroom Photoshop treatment too. But that's the big takeaway from that video, which is a separate video, camera travel tips. I don't have the name of it just yet. I think it's camera travel tips, something along those lines, because I just finished editing it as I recorded this. And I don't have the YouTube information put in there just yet. And we're going to close on a more serious note. The Supreme Court looks like they're going to be overturning Roe versus Wade. And as we know, 51% of America is women. So stripping back abortion rights is bad, straight up bad. So Young Turks, TYT.com, a progressive news outlet, has some resources available. TYT/mybodymychoice.com. Go there if you could. Excuse me, if you're in a situation where you could be in need of some assistance with this situation that we have going in the U.S. And it's been a downer starter of the week with that information as I record this. But hopefully things are going to work out a little bit better in the future. And that's it for this podcast. You know, I like to do these under 10 minute shows, these quick ones that get in your ear, get out of your ear. That sounds so dirty, doesn't it? Thanks. Check out everything that is available. Oh yeah, new New York artwork, just one more piece. The vessel has been added to the New York Gallery. You can find all this stuff at JaegerShots.com. It's all right there. JaegerShots.com. It's got links to YouTube. It's got links to the art gallery stuff if you're looking for some art prints to print out. And it really does help me out, as well as apparel from JaegerShots.com. All right, everybody. Thank you. And I will check back in with you a little bit later on in this thing we call life.